I welcome also those who are late. I love you. And God loves you too. My brothers and sisters, every first Sunday of Lent, we read about temptations of our first parents and temptation of Jesus Christ. And we see a striking contrast between the two temptations. The gospel we read is about temptation of Jesus. We also read in the first reading about the temptation of our false parents. They were tempted. And in the case of Jesus, he did not fall into the temptation, but our false parents fell into temptation. And then the second reading tells us why Jesus came. He came because our false parents lost the grace of God. And Jesus comes to restore that grace, to restore that relationship. And we see that the temptations of Jesus read in the gospel followed the pronouncement that was made. When the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The devil was not happy with that. So he tries to make Jesus behave like he wasn't the Son of God. And all the temptations were based on the identity of Jesus as the Son of God. Because you can see in each one of them he says, "If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God," the three times on his identity. Jesus was driven to the desert by the Spirit to be tempted. And he was in the desert for 40 days. And he went into the desert as the Son of Man. He went to the desert as a human person. And he was tempted. He was hungry. He was weak. That's when the devil came. My dear friends, that's what the devil does. The devil comes at a time we are weak. At a time something negative happens to us. If we are hungry, if we are in need, that's when the devil comes. That's when the devil strikes. And he couldn't even spare the Son of God. You know, that's why we have to be careful. Sometimes when we are in those low moments, we think about some other things we can do. For instance, some people will resort to thinking that the best thing to do is to start drinking. Right? And then you drink and the next moment you become alcoholic. You think it's going to solve the problem, it doesn't solve the problem. Some resort to binging on eating. Some binge on watching TV. Some binge on doing other stuff that is not right, simply because they wanted to feel good. As remember that the devil is the one doing that. So my dear friends, well, let's look at the temptations of Jesus. There are three of them. The devil began by asking Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, you are hungry, you need food." And by the way, the devil also comes at a time when he's tempting you on something that seems to be good. Something that you seem to desire, to want. What am I saying? Jesus was hungry. And of course, God fed the Israelites in the desert with manna. So if God is your Father, then let him change the stones to become bread. Do some wonders. Satisfy your needs. Change the stones to become bread. See, what the devil was trying to do is for Jesus not to trust in the divine providence, that God will provide all he needs to accomplish the mission he has for him. So the devil wants Jesus to use his own powers, to do it his own way, to go, my people call it the corner. You know? We call it corner way. So the devil wants him not to do it the right way, for him not to go through the way God has mapped out for him, and not to believe or trust in the Father. But Jesus tells the devil, uses the word of the Father to counter the temptation of the devil. When he says to him, man does not live on bread alone, but only on the words that proceed from the mouth of God. It is not bread that gives you satisfaction, that gives you joy and salvation. It is only the word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So hang on to the word of God. And of course, that's how Jesus could defeat the devil. But you know, again, the devil is cunning. The second temptation of Jesus, the devil saw that Jesus quoted the Father, quoted Deuteronomy, quoted the Bible, the scriptures. The devil tried to tell Jesus, oh, I know what you know. So he went and quoted for him Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is what the devil quoted for Jesus to tell him, you know the Bible, I know the Bible too. See, the devil comes, he's so cunning. He said to Jesus, he took him to the mountain, the place of encounter, we see God. He said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down and God will not let you hurt. And then he quotes Psalm 91. He'll have his angels to protect you. See, that's the devil again. What does Jesus say? What does the devil want Jesus to do? The devil wants Jesus to hang on to some kind of stupid supernatural assistance from God. And the devil wants Jesus to ask for something. I'll give you an example of that. Sometimes we do, can you move, go in front of a moving train or a moving vehicle and say, oh, the vehicle is coming 75 miles per hour, and you go and stand in front of it and say, hey, God, save me now. You'll be stupid. And you'll be a beautiful roadkill. You cannot do that. Oh, God, oh, yeah. You run to the train and say, hi, the train is running, and so fast. And you go in front of the train and stay there and say, yes, I was going to Salisaw the other week, and then mistakenly I left my car running, so I realized that my gas went down, and I said, okay, I'm gonna go. But then, I have 90 miles to go to, right? I'm gonna say, oh God, this is your priest. Take me to Salisaw with no gas. You know, I would have been there since then. That's stupidity. You can't do that. So I went and get gas and then started going. That was my mistake. But the point I'm making is that you cannot, you know, heaven helps those who help themselves, right? You hear that. So you have to do your own part. So the devil wants Jesus to just fall from the mountain and then to prove that God is his Son of God. And Jesus would not do that. Said, come on, get out of here. And then, the third thing the devil did, came out in real person. The devil then tells Jesus what I really want from you. Now I've been hiding, telling you to fall, telling you to change the stone and all that. Now I'm talking about me and you. I want you. He took him to the mountain, showed him the kingdoms of the world. If you have been to Jerusalem, you will see in those days what they mean, what they see as the kingdoms of the world, what they could see from there meant for them all the kingdoms of the world. But let us assume that Jesus saw all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to Jesus, if you can bow down to me, just bow a little bit, and I will give you the whole kingdoms. Mark you, the reason why Jesus came into the world is to get the kingdoms of the world to the kingdom of God, right? So the devil is like, he's suggesting something nice. You want to get the whole world together. But the only way you can do it is just bow to me a little bit, and then you have everything. And then you have accomplished your mission. Well, how can Jesus come and bow down to the devil and bow to him instead of the Father, or listening to the Father? So Jesus said to him, get thee behind me, you Satan. Away! You cannot tempt the Lord your God. But you know, sometimes we behave like that. We want some power so we can do some things. Well, I believe, I go to church and all that, but I need some power, so I need some success. I do some things I do in life that are not even right in order to gain power or status. I don't care. The end justifies the means. Whatever I can do to get where I want to go, that's what's important. With honest business and honest whatever you do is good, but not when you do it in an immoral way. Finally, all the temptations of Jesus, you have to know, did not stop after the one in the desert. Jesus, throughout his life, throughout his ministry, the devil continues to be after him. That's what the devil does. He doesn't take a vacation, like me. He doesn't go on vacation. He's always there. The devil is out every moment, every opportunity. He's locking. He's trying to push us away. Wants us to go on our own path instead of the path of God. Wants us to listen to ourselves instead of listening to God. The devil is trying that every moment. It wasn't easier for Jesus himself. The devil continues to go, to follow him. Let me give you an example. Few examples. Feeding of the 5,000. After Jesus fed the 5,000 people, you know what the devil said the people did? They said, Jesus, come, we want to make you our king. So you can stay with us. Don't continue on your ministry. Stay here, be our king, then we will be building palaces for you, and then you will be multiplying bread for us. Okay, if Jesus wasn't listening to the voice of God, he would have taken that honor and said, okay, let me stay and be the king of this place. That was the devil. And Jesus said, no. I must depart. I must go to other places and preach the good news. Amen? Then he did. There was another place. In the Garden of Gethsemane. The devil came again. When Jesus was praying and he saw the pain and what he would go through. The human element set in. Jesus began to think, how does God want me to do this? So the devil said, get away, pray, tell God to take it away from you. And Jesus said, Father, take this cup away from me. That was the devil trying to do that. But then Jesus came back to his senses again. He's tempted. It was temptation. He was a human person. So the devil came again. But then Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. See, listening to the Father. Another point, another time was at the end, when he was on the cross, with all that he was experiencing, the pain and the agony and the cajoling and all the insults, the people were meeting on him. All these things, Jesus was experiencing them, and on the cross, he saw himself as being alone, crucified in the midst of brigands, thieves, bad people. How can innocent Son of God be in the midst of these bad people? The devil came again, and Jesus let out the voice and said, "My God! My God! Why have you abandoned me?" But then, the voice of God came to him again. He remembered. And he said, "Into your hand I commend my spirit." So what I'm trying to tell you, my dear friends, is you have to be careful. The devil, as I said, does not take a vacation. He continues to follow us. And don't tell me that I am such an innocent and holy person. You are being sanctimonious to think that way. The devil will continue. Even when you go to confession 100 times a day, the devil will come back 100 times. You have to be vigilant. You have to be, yes, keep your eyes open. Be aware of what the devil is trying to do. He is always coming. He is always coming. When you think you have done the right thing and finished with it, he comes through another way. He doesn't rest. So all we get to do is to be vigilant and always listen to the word of God. For that is where our salvation lies. Amen.